What was that thing you said about Arnold?
Do you think that Arnold, they'll knock on his van? They'll be like, Arnold, we need you in 5. Okay, just 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Do you think he also does, you know how singers always do like, Do re mi? You think he does that too? Do re mi. That's all. He does like tongue twisters, like Susan sells seashells by the seashore, or something like that.
Susan sells seashells by the seashore.
You did it wrong. That's not the tongue twister. Do it correctly.
Dude, you know that video, that YouTube video, the 160 greatest Arnold quotes?
Yeah, I watch it like once a month, man.
Yeah, there's one in there. A guy, he made the exact same video except in German.
Huh. Really?
It's pretty good though. Yeah, it's funny.
But his accent in German, we talked about this already in a previous pod. I feel like we talk about Arnold in every single podcast.
Exactly. I'm sure Razvan will call. By the way, I'm sure Razvan will call and be like, "Hey man, stop talking about Arnold. It's done to death." Because, by the way, he told me about how he listened to the podcast where you were like, oh, well, because I was like, yeah, Razvan thinks we talk too much about Harry Potter. And you were like, well, what should we talk about? Star Wars?
About what?
Oh, Star Wars?
Dude, I could talk about Harry Potter all day, man.
I know, same here, man. Yeah, well, awesome. Tell us what's thinking new with you, because there's some funny stuff going, well, interesting stuff going on with you, right?
Well, not really. I mean, I got tested recently. Ka-ching!
Yeah, why'd you get tested?
Well, there was a scare. A friend of a friend has COVID, and so, sorry, I had no direct contact with that particular person. But I was just being very, very careful. So this whole week, I didn't do anything pretty much in the evenings. I was just basically at home or just walking around by myself. I don't even hit the gym anymore. I only go jogging because I'm going to Disneyland in 2 days and I'm so excited and I don't want anything to come in the way. So I got tested just in case and I'm negative. My friends are negative. So that's all good. And I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go to Disneyland, dude.
Disneyland.
It's the happiest place on earth. But you will one day. Ali. And then it goes on. Yeah, I forgot
Ollie,
the.
I remember the time when we first met.
Those people who didn't listen to episode 5 or whatever it was, they have no idea what we're talking about. But
dude, honestly, Razvan is one of our greatest freaking supporters. He's listened to every episode.
Oh, Razvan, thank you so much, man. Shout out to Razvan. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you should apologize to him about your sly comment, man.
Dude, come on. Razvan doesn't like Harry Potter one.
No, he was like, he loves it, but he was like, bro, you've done it to death.
Dude, I was at a show and then this a person from the audience, she just kind of came up to me and then like she was walking somewhere and she saw me and she was like, oh no, not another Harry Potter joke again. And that was her way of saying hi because she had seen me previously at different shows. And I was dying like crazy. I was laughing so hard when she said that. But it was also a bit rude. I thought like, Jesus, she's not even saying hi, but just saying like, oh my God, not that bad Harry Potter joke again. So I guess.
Why? Did you tell her? What's your Harry Potter joke? I mean.
I have a couple. I have two, I think. And I keep working on them because I wanted to.
To work.
Yeah, but it's just not working. So what are you going to do? Yeah.
I'm telling jokes about Jesus.
Right, I mean, we talked about it, right?
I love Jesus,
you
dude.
You told me. Hey, welcome on board, dude.
Jesus. It's so interesting.
He's the happiest person on earth. Ali has never met him, but he will one day.
Dude, you know what I'm going to do? I don't know if I should do this, but I'm going to splice in a picture I took while cycling where we found a Jesus, like in the middle of nowhere. We were cycling to Bratislava. Okay. And we found a Jesus, and the way he's drawn is so hilarious. He looks like a South Park character.
Oh,
and
man.
So, like, they painted him, and you know the South Park smile, which is like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they painted him, and then they made a line for his mouth, and then they gave him a goatee. Like, he's got a full beard, but then here, it's like a goatee. And the way it's drawn, it makes it look like he's South Park smiling. So he's on the cross and he's like...
Okay. Well, that's a bit effed up. You know, it's still a person who died. So...
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, yeah. No. Dude, but coming back to Disneyland, my favorite topic.
Oh, okay.
I'm super happy.
Down with Jesus?
Yeah, dude. I'm super happy. And I got this book in preparation for that. Bob Iger's book, the biography or nonfiction book.
You know,
Marvel
fan. You know, diehard Marvel fans
hate him.
Hate him. It's so lame.
Dude, what he made out of Marvel is amazing. Come on.
Yeah, but they hate him. They blame him for everything.
Whatever. Like, where was Marvel before Disney made it big, man? Like. There was only Spider-Man, the movie, which was good, right, with Tobey Maguire. But
they didn't
that
much money out of it.
Yeah, they were about to declare bankruptcy, and then they brought Iron Man, they brought the whole Avengers. That was all Disney. Once Disney was on board, they did that. So, whatever, it's their opinion. I think.
No.
Yeah, they bought them. No.
No.
I think
that's really clipping my mic. No.
I think they did though.
No, I think that the Disney merger happened after Iron Man.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
I believe it did, but I may also be wrong.
But it definitely was before the Avengers movie. But I guess by the time they bought it for $4 billion, I think, right? Which, I mean, looking back, steal. It's like nothing to what they made afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I mean, they also... Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Marvel was...
Yeah, man, I'm kind of disappointed, though. Like, I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but in Disneyland, Paris at least, they shot down a huge part of this Disneyland because it's going to be Avengers-themed section.
And they didn't have time to open it.
I guess not. And they just... there was a really good ride there, the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster, and they just got... It's just
Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It had a looping just in the very start. It was freaking amazing.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep.
Are we allowed to sing
you.
This with the...
Yeah, because Razwan is going to freaking report us to Aerosmith copyright, right? For singing a song. Dude, I'm sure even Rogan sings songs on his freaking podcast. Just can't reproduce songs.
Well, we're covering it, right?
We're saying one line. Who cares?
Okay, well. But yeah, I'm super excited going to Disneyland. I'm going to meet up with my buddy Patrick, who you've met. You've met once, I think, right? Patrick, my buddy from Beam.
I don't know. Can't remember.
You definitely met
Maybe
him.
He was at
Sexy Voice Comedy back then, when the very first time you
were
here.
Dude, when is Joke Wars?
Wait, so let me finish. I'll get to that as well.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm going to meet up with my buddy Patrick later on. We're going to do a Disney-themed evening. So we're going to cook bolognese, which is our friendship meal. And then we're going to watch Ratatouille because we're going to Disneyland Paris to get in the mood for Paris and France. And maybe watch a couple more on Disney Plus.
That's pretty cool.
Super excited, man. Yeah. So
Who
we
has
do this.
Disney Plus.
Both of us. So we do this. We're diehard Disney fans, so we have to get it. We have the annual membership also for Disneyland. That's where we're going again. And we're super excited, man. We did this. We realized, because we went twice already together, and we realized it's so much more fun when we hype it up, both of us, by watching Disney movies together. And then we were already so hyped the days before, and then when we were there, we're like freaking out.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's awesome, man.
Do you have a gaming chair? What is that?
Yeah, it's a gaming chair. I don't game, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Dude, I started gaming quite too much, actually, but especially this
week
because I was staying home. Spider-Man. It's actually really good.
On PS4?
And PS4, it's really good.
You have a PS4?
I have a PS4. I bought it secondhand, 130 euros. Shout out to Tarek, who introduced me to his friend. And yeah.
Dude, I'm really... 130 euros. Really, man, I really want to play this game, man.
Dude,
but, like,
it's
I don't
so
play
fun.
Video games
it's
anymore.
So... It's, I know, me neither. I try not to, but that theme is really good. And even like, just swinging around is so fun. It's really
That's
fun.
What I heard. I heard it's like the most amazing game because... One of my favorite games in history was the first Spider-Man on PS. I think it was PlayStation 2 or maybe even still it was play. No, I think it was still PlayStation 1.
Okay.
And the first Spider-Man there because it was the first time you could actually swing and do Spider-Man shit because up until then there were like 10 Spider-Man games, but they were all rubbish. You couldn't do nothing. You could just swing like an idiot and you'd get killed by like silly thugs. You know, who shot at you and you had to jump over their bullets. It was so stupid.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. So I'm really, because since then there hasn't really been any good Spider-Man games, but now this one apparently is amazing.
It's amazing. It's just really good. It's really, really good. And
I want to play that and I want to play Devil May Cry 5.
I don't know what that is.
It's a game.
Is it really? It's not a movie?
No, it's not a movie. It's a game.
Is it a board game?
I started watching, like, because you know on YouTube, you can watch full video game, like, people will record it in such a way so that it's got all the cutscenes and they play through it so that it's like a movie. It's like you're watching someone play through it, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll just watch the Devil May Cry, like, someone do that. No commentary, full gameplay. But then I didn't want to because it's all about like doing awesome combos.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain games where I can do that, like Mortal Kombat or whatever. It's fun to watch the story because it's very cinematic. But DMC is very cinematic, but the fighting is so like the fighting system is so style like so crazy and stylish. So you know that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dude. Yeah, I mean, I got this just in case for quarantine, and when I come back from Disneyland, I actually have to quarantine myself for a couple of days until I get my results back from the airport. So then I'll keep playing, but also read books. But yeah, I think especially if the lockdown hits again, I think it's good to have a console because I mean, I got it for 130.
Is it we're
going to
lock down again?
Cheap.
Because I refuse to lock myself down.
I think it would be bad for the economy. I think Austria, right now it's not going so well, right? Like Austria is already on the list of several other countries of danger zones. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Berlin, I think they hopefully will not go into lockdown, but who knows? Because
you
I
know
think
what
it
they
will,
say
it
about Austria, right?
It will destroy so many local businesses, man. I already see so many who closed down permanently, so.
You know what they say about Austria though, right?
What?
Highway to the
danger
zone.
Dun, dun. Top Gun. Yeah. When is actually Maverick 2, the Top Gun 2 coming out?
I'm sure they've pushed it, right? Because of
probably.
All this nonsense.
Yeah, probably.
I
Dude,
mean, I
Top
wonder
Gun
if Black Widow will still come out, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're going to publish it directly on Disney Plus, you know? Mulan came directly on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but no one's going to watch that anyways.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's what I thought. Like,
who would
I mean,
wanna,
in the
who cares
cinema-
about... The and all the live action remakes have been worse and worse. Like they've all been shit.
No.
Which one?
I really enjoyed Jungle Book. I really enjoyed that one. Beauty and the Beast was pretty good. I thought Maleficent.
Yeah,
I heard good things. I haven't
Hermione,
seen it. Cinderella.
Got a
I thought
big
was
ass
boring.
Crush on Hermione.
What else?
Didn't they make Tarzan?
No, that was not Disney. That was Warner Brothers, I think. Oh. But they could do Tarzan. And also, Little Mermaid is coming out in the next years. So, as is the Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians. Who's Cruella de Vil. Emma Stone's going to play Cruella de Vil.
They just love Emma Stone, I guess. Oh wait.
I guess.
What else has Emma Stone been in?
La La Land.
Oh, what happened to our obsession with
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about it the other day, dude. Oh my god, how silly it was where I, you know, where we looked at clips of guys crying together. That was freaking hilarious, man. I was thinking about it the other day because I told a friend, a female friend, about my obsession with guy with scenes where guys are crying, and she thought it was super weird. And then I was just thinking, wow, I watched those scenes with Ali as well. And
do you think it's a special I mean, it's probably, you probably don't think it is, but do you think it's a special quality about yourself that you're very open and very like direct about just your personality and certain things that you do?
Like, I'm not ashamed of it, you mean?
No, I wouldn't say ashamed. I am just that you're able to communicate it so openly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret, you know?
Yeah, but would you say that's a special quality, or at least a rare quality? That's a quality you have that not many other people have.
Probably, yeah. I'm more comfortable speaking about this than other people, but I think in general, comedians, they're quite open books, I feel like.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah,
that is true.
And also, who cares? Like, if someone reacts badly, then whatever. Then I don't have to hang with them. And this is something I do like. I don't know why. It just calms me down. I just like those scenes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, Interstellar, 22 years. That scene is amazing. First Man, Ryan Gosling, when he's crying after the
Interstellar,
funeral.
Interstellar, 22 years?
Yeah. When
they
comes,
see each other after?
When he, no. When he comes back from the waves, from the mountains, and they dock again.
Oh, my God. Who and cries in that scene?
Him. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew, he cries when he sees his astronaut
son.
Buddy.
Yeah, his son. Oh, his son, who is like a teenager, is Timothée Chalamet, and then he turns into Casey Affleck, and then he starts crying because he's like, he misses his son, and he realizes how much he's missed, right? Because now he's an adult already, and then he sees his daughter, who's really pissed at him, and he feels so bad, and he starts like crying like crazy. Then him in Dallas Buyers Club, he cries a lot because, you know, he's suffering from AIDS and, you know, he's crying. That scene is good. Moonlight, there's a great scene where a guy, the main guy, he's crying when he sees his mother again. That's really emotional. There's a scene in The Reader, The Follies, where he cries at the hearing. Yeah, anyways, there's so many scenes.
You know what, you know what scene I find really emotional?
Which one?
The scene where in Batman Begins, where what the hell? Why are you?
I don't
laughing?
Know. I don't know why it's so funny already. Okay.
Why are you laughing, dude?
Please go.
The scene in Batman Begins where they do the funeral of Bruce's parents, and then Bruce is looking at out the window, and Alfred says, "I can prepare some tea for you," and then Bruce says nothing. He's just silent, and then Alfred says, "Very well." And then Bruce turns around and he says, "It was my fault. If I hadn't gotten scared, we wouldn't have gone out in the alleyway." And he starts crying. And that scene always makes me really emotional. And then Alfred says, it wasn't your fault. It was never your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene is amazing. I actually love Batman Begins. I think it's actually my favorite Batman, to be honest. Not the other two. Batman Begins, I thought it was even better.
I would say, yeah, I mean, like,
it's
honestly,
different. It's different.
Yeah, I think they're different enough that I'm comfortable saying that I like them the same, you know, or I can't say that one is better than the other because I don't bother comparing them.
I think Batman Begins is so good because it's a great origin story. You see the whole background, you see how, and he's training, all that stuff. But talking of scenes where they say it's not your fault, Good Will Hunting. That's a great scene.
Oh, dude. By the way, have you been watching Kevin James's YouTube channel?
No.
You need to be watching Kevin James's YouTube channel.
From King of Queens?
Yes, he's making like revolution, like next level comedy skits. I mean, he has a huge budget, but he's making these amazing comedy like skits on the thing. And you need to watch it. You need to watch one of his latest videos, which is exactly that scene. It's him and Robin. Yeah, it's exactly that scene.
Oh,
you need to watch it.
Yeah, I have to watch it.
Watch it. I won't spoil it for you, but just watch it. And
Kevin
there's
James,
another one. There's another one which is amazing, which is... I mean, there's a bunch which are amazing. Just watch like the top five viewed ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I'm really looking forward to it, yeah. Man, yeah, and, yeah, they're
Razwan,
great scenes.
Razwan, if you're listening, also get on that Kevin James stuff. Yeah.
what are your favorite scenes in movies, dude? There's one scene I keep watching over and over again. You know which one that is? Titanic. No. That scene in the middle of the movie where Rose has the opportunity to leave in a rescue boat, and she's already on the rescue boat, but then she.
I've never seen the movie, so.
What?
Yeah, you. This is like the third time we're talking about this on the podcast that I haven't seen this movie.
All right, damn. Okay, you don't want to watch it? It's so good.
No,
man.
So check this out. So recently I think I was just watching like music videos or whatever. My cousin was over and I was like, yo, I was showing her how I listened to like.
Which cousin?
Manur.
She's in Vienna.
No, she was.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey. So anyway, nah. so she was, and I was showing her like how I'm listening to like old school 90s stuff recently. And then I was also listening to a lot of like, you know, main title tracks of like popular movies in the 90s and stuff, like Bodyguard.
Oh.
And you know, all that stuff. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then I was showing it to her, and then we were watching the videos on YouTube, right? So we watched the Bodyguard video. Amazing. Amazing music video. Freaking, yeah. Like, you know, emotional. You know, and Kevin Costner, like, beating up people at the concert to get to her and stuff. Yeah. You know, it was amazing. And then we watched the Titanic, My Heart Will Go On, which I'm sure I must have seen it before. But I was watching it, and I was, like, getting so emotional. Like, all those scenes. Because they basically show the whole movie in the music video, right?
Yeah.
In different clips. And I was like, this is like the most, have to watch this movie. I haven't watched it. And I think I actually have to watch it because it's like, from those clips, it was like the most like touching love story.
Dude, it's so good, man.
And then it like breaks your heart at the end because they show little clips of like how he's like, he's like, no, I'll go. And then, you know, whatever. And then he's just like in the water and she floats away on the thing or whatever. And they show her as an old woman, and I was like, wow, man, this is like an emotional freaking movie, man.
That's the thing. You already know what's going to happen, right? Because everyone knows about Titanic.
What happened?
Yeah, everyone knows. And I knew that too the first time I watched it. But it doesn't matter. It's so good.
It's just so good. Well. Probably
and it has
so
the
well
best
stuff.
Ending. Honestly,
and I
it
think
has the best ending.
The actors are great, right? Like Kate Winslet. No, wait, sorry.
Kate Winslet was amazing.
Kate Winslet, yeah. Kate Winslet
Leonardo
and
DiCaprio, obviously.
Leonardo, I think they had probably...
Billy Zane was also really good.
Billy Zane...
Yeah, he was good, man. He was really a good villain.
Billy Zane is amazing,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen Billy Zane in Zoolander?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's briefly in the,
you remember
in the
that
battle.
Scene?
Yeah.
He goes up
we
to
got, we
Derek.
We got a walk-off, guys. We
first,
got a walk-off.
First he like backs up Derek. He's standing there and he flexes his muscles. And then Derek's like, yeah, let's challenge him to a walk-off. And then and then Hansel walks away and then Billy Zane's like, Derek, you gotta reconsider this. I've heard some crazy stuff. <Right. laughs> And then Derek's like, zip it, Zane. And he walks away. And Zane is like, it's a walk-off.
Dude, Zoolander is one of the best movies ever.
Dude, it is so good.
So
it is
funny.
One of the most amazing freaking movies, man.
It's so
it's
funny.
So good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I freaking, I love
it's
that.
It's a shame that the
I
second one
so
was shit because
I
never
heard.
Watched it.
I didn't watch
it.
I never watched
it. Yeah,
either.
I heard it was shit.
Yeah, the first one
was
so funny.
Also, Will Ferrell was freaking amazing.
Oh my god, that scene with the ants.
Yeah.
Fuck, that killed me, man. And also,
it has
when
to be at least three times.
Also, how he's, I don't know why it's so funny. Like, Ben Stiller is amazing at playing these really weird roles, you know? Like, where he puts himself, like, as a stupid guy, weird guy. And he, remember when he's in the bar, like, he goes back home to, I think, New Jersey it was. And he works in the mine with his father and his brother. And then he's in the bar afterwards. They're drinking and he's, like, coughing. Remember that? And then that,
Pop, I think I got the black lung. Jesus Christ, Derek, you've been working the mines for a day. Try doing it for 30 years.
I love how we know it word by word.
Yeah, I do. I've watched the movie so many times.
And then there's an ad. There's a commercial in the TV where he's like a merman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the dad's like, "Oh, you're a mermaid," and he's like,
"No, he's like, water is the essence of moisture or something, and moisture is the essence of beauty." And then he swims away. And then people start laughing, and then and then some shit happens, yeah.
And then he's like, "Merman, merman, right? Remember?"
I'm just happy your mother wasn't allowed to see you as a mermaid, merman, merman.
Fuck. And he can't also turn around. I can't
turn left.
Turn left, right? Exactly. So you have to always turn right, like 360.
Oh
man, that
God.
Movie is amazing, man. And then there's that weird orgy scene. Like, that was kind of unnecessary. But okay.
Yeah, it was just to show it, like, I don't know, whatever. Yes. That was also, yeah.
And also the whole scene with David Duchovny with the hand model. That was super funny, too.
That was amazing.
That was hilarious.
We're hand models. We think differently.
Yeah. Oh, do you know there's a scene where David Duchovny explains him the whole background, right? And then... He goes, like, explains everything, and then Zulman is like, "So what?" Like something
no.
Like that.
He's like, "But why male models?" He's like, "Male models are impressionable. They're trained. They're in good shape." Blah blah. He goes through a whole thing, and they show like a whole like series of scenes, like of male models training and being like, and then at the end he's like, "But why male models?" And then he's like, "Seriously, Derek. I just explained that."
Wow, you know it really by heart. Damn.
Dude, I've watched this movie. Dude, I swear I've watched this movie like 30,
awesome,
40
man.
Times.
And that scene apparently was improvised. Because Ben Stiller actually had literally forgotten the next line, so he just repeated the previous line. And then it was so funny, they just kept it.
Yeah.
That's what he said. But why
awesome,
male models?
Man.
Yeah. Also, that scene
Ben
at the funeral.
Had
the funeral scene, like... you know,
he's
we're like brothers to me, not like actual brothers, but brothers like black people say brothers or something like that, right? That scene, orange mocha frappuccino.
Yeah,
oh my God,
so random.
That's the yeah.
Oh, what a great movie.
Hansel, he's so hot right now.
Hansel, he's so hot.
Ah, oh, man.
He's on the mountains.
Oh, speaking of Billy Zane, I'm watching something currently where he's also having a cameo, at least once briefly.
The Boys
on Amazon Prime, guys. It's pretty good, man. It's good.
The Boys. What was the thing in season 8 without spoilers for in case Razvan hasn't seen the Boys?
I won't say on the podcast.
Okay. Because I can't remember what it was that I told you to look out for, and then you messaged me today saying,
you
tell me later then.
Yeah, but
so anyways, what else are we talking about, man?
Dude, The Boys is good though, because I think it's very interesting. Because, well, honestly, why hasn't that been discussed yet? We always think superheroes are good, but what if they're actually bad? Especially, it's a really, man, that freaking, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler, but not really, I guess. The main character, Homelander, you know, the Superman type guy.
It kind of is a spoiler.
Only in the first episode.
Yeah, but still, that's still a spoiler. All
right. But, okay. Well, sorry for the spoiler, guys.
Sorry.
But
dude, The Boys is one of the greatest shows, I would say, out there right now, at least the first season. And I wouldn't want to have someone be like,
all
right, okay, yeah, you're right. It's been out for a year, but... I think it's better not to talk about it.
Yeah, but it's only
it.
The one okay, fine, all right. But there's one character who's really great, and I think it's a very interesting take on what happens when superheroes aren't really, you know, don't have
if
the best
just,
personality.
If they're just messed up, if they're just as messed up as normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
they have their own hang-ups,
really
their own issues.
It's a really interesting
right?
take, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it makes
and
sense.
They're all just big babies like we all are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except
they
have the capacity to like murder thousands of people at a whim.
And honestly,
so.
I mean, what would you do then as a normal human being? How do you stop that if they go rogue? Super hard.
That's true. So they've got this whole system set up to kind of, keep it in check.
Yeah, do
it's
they?
Crazy,
but,
dude.
Okay, anyways.
Well, I mean, the system is the corporation and they work with the government.
Okay, thanks for the spoilers, dude. But yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But anyways, that's pretty awesome. What's new on your front, man?
Well, I'm not going to Disneyland. I'm doing.
Oh man, do you want to join? By the way.
Nope. I'm going.
How about look about. You have enough months to think about this, but I have an annual membership and that got extended because of COVID, so I can go until May 2021. Would you want to join? Because I'm going next year again. Probably April.
Yeah, sure. I'd be down.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that would be fun.
Yeah, we can do.
Because you also get half price ticket price because of my annual membership.
Oh really? If you bring a friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the ticket? Like 500 euros? So it'll only
usually it's like 90 euros a day, I think. But you would get it for 40, 45, 44.
And how many days do we go?
That's per day.
Yeah, how many days do we go?
One or two. I mean, that's already good enough, cool. I would say.
Yeah, well, no, let's do that. We shouldn't. I mean, Razvan doesn't really care about our future traveling plans. So we shouldn't talk about this on the podcast.
Okay.
So but... Oh yeah, I'm doing a 4-day hike.
Yeah, when is that happening?
On Thursday. Thursday to Sunday.
To Tirol?
Or maybe 3-day hike. Yeah, so I haven't picked a spot yet. That's what this weekend I'm going to do. Is pick the spot and book all the places and stuff.
Okay. That's good, man.
I'm pooping my pants as well. Yeah, exactly. And then I have my two shows on the 28th and the 30th. 28th is an open mic.
Dude, what happened? I just saw the news. Sorry to interrupt again. I apologize. But
can I plug my shows first?
Sure.
Yeah. And also on Wednesday, I'm doing a showcase with with my buddies, Paul, Saad, and Michael at Shabin.
Nice.
Now you're gonna say something really sad. Yeah, the four wieners. Now I'm gonna say something. Now you're gonna say something really sad, and I'm gonna feel like a dick for making you.
No, but delaying it. No, I don't know if this applies to comedy events, but I guess it does. The news, the Austrian government is gonna start implementing on Monday.
Oh, this Monday.
Yeah. So
what?
All events are limited to 10 people, except for funerals.
Oh really?
Yeah, I sent you the picture.
I keep getting different, information. Apparently, this 10 thing is for like private events.
Okay, I don't know. No. What is a private event? You know what I mean? What is that?
I don't know, but like apparently paid stuff is different. Man, this is silly, man. I don't know.
I mean, also because restaurants are not limited to 10 people, right? So I guess it...
Exactly. So that's the thing, you know? I don't know. I don't know, you know?
I don't know. Cool, man. So what are you going to do today?
Well, I have a comedy show in the evening. And
nice.
I was actually supposed to go to a comedy show and watch a good friend of mine called Benedict from Mühlviertel. Mühlviertel, not Mühlviertel.
Okay.
Which is where? Do you know where it is?
Niederösterreich.
Yeah, okay. So it's in Lower Austria.
Yeah.
And I was going to go watch his solo show.
Nice.
And also my two buddies were opening for them, Clemens and Lawrence.
Oh, nice.
So that was going to be pretty cool. But then it got canceled. Today
Why?
He messaged me. Yeah, I don't know. He's messaged me and he said... It's been canceled and
man.
And that and I was like, I didn't actually ask why, but yeah.
Maybe because of the limitation. No, but that's starting Monday.
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird why it got canceled, but I should ask him actually. Mm-hmm. And then also I messaged my place, Loop, and I was like, hey, is it still happening? Like, can we still do it? Because I don't, whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to roll with the punches. Yeah. When's Joke Wars?
Yeah, so I'm going to that's starting on the Wednesday, the 30th of September, guys, after I'm back from Paris.
Oh, nice.
And out of quarantine. Oh, with Simon Gonzalez. And yeah, will be fun.
Nice, dude.
We're good. Yeah.
Joke Wars.
Joke Wars, come on.
Yeah. Joke Wars, A New Hope. Joke Wars, The Empire Strike Back. Joke Wars, The Return of the Pascal. joke was the less joke. Joke was the last joke. Joke was the turn of the nine rise of the jokes.
Dude, are you looking
then,
forward
and
to...
Then you go, and then you go back in time and you're like, joke was...
Phantom of the jokes.
The Phantom Simon.
Joke Revenge was. Of the jokes.
Revenge of the jokes.
What was the second one again? Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, Clone Wars. Yeah, joke was. No, it wasn't Clone Wars. It was Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the jokes.
Joke was Attack of the Jokes. I don't even know why this is funny, man.
I know, it's so stupid. Yeah,
none of it makes sense, man. No. Just reading titles. And
hi, guys. Joke was. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap
thank
it
you,
up, dude.
Thank you so much for listening. Please ask your questions as always.
Thanks, Razvan.
Thanks, Razvan. Razvan, send us a video. I mean, if
yeah,
he's
no,
re-
I,
if he's really
dude,
listening,
I'm gonna
he
do
can
what,
send a-
I said this last episode, but I'm gonna do what you did. I'm gonna go up to them and I'm gonna
that's
force
what we gotta
them
do,
to,
man.
We exactly,
gotta
just force them and then we'll
yeah,
pretend,
embarrass them into doing
we'll
it.
We'll pretend
you know?
They sent it to us in the DM.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Exactly what we actually.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone, guys. Yeah. We're gonna be back next week. Follow Ali the Hasnine on Instagram, me Pascal Halsberger on Instagram, and yes, see you after Disneyland. I'm super excited. And Ali, actually, you're gonna be hiking, so yeah, you'll be gone too, so we have to actually discuss when we're gonna record.
Oh yeah, we might take a break next week actually.
Oh no.
Well, I'm gone Thursday to Sunday.
Razvan,
so.
You know, he can't live without us, man. He needs
that's
us.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll have to record early and yeah. get it done early.
Yeah, that's it then. But anyways, thank you guys for listening and see you next week.
Aight.